All right. I ran downstairs, but I couldn't figure much of anything out. But it means we can regroup by the fire and fix this in the morning when it's less spooky. I know you really want to fix it now, but there's nothing to do. I'm telling you, we should worry about this tomorrow and get in front of the fire since we have it. Maybe even roast some marshmallows that didn't make it into the cocoa. I get it, I know, I just... Maybe I'm a little scared, and maybe I really want to curl up with you right now. Maybe you could do that for me? Only tonight, then tomorrow we'll make everything work out. It'll be okay. It's always okay with you, you know that? And honestly, I think the way the fire looks tonight is pretty romantic. I mean, come on. It's us in this frosty, snowy-looking cabin, this lovely hearth, and this crackling fireplace. Close your eyes and imagine for a second. Come here, get closer to me. Imagine that we're laying on some fluffy furs instead of this blanket, and feel the way we're trying to share body heat. Makes the fire even hotter, especially since I'm your live-in space heater. I'll keep you warm, I promise. Especially if it involves some fun in the process. In my artistic mind's eye, I see us laying together, and the room's all dark, with the blues and the black of the sky, and the stark white of the snow, and the light bouncing off of it outside. Just contrasting the rich reds and oranges of the fire, and... See, I open my eyes, and there it is, silhouetting you so perfectly. It's picturesque. Much easier to draw or something. I guess I'm just a little fumbly with words. It makes me think of when I used to doodle you, like, all the time. Back when you were just a profile icon in calls. I don't know if I ever told you about it, but I used to do that on and off. Ideas of what you'd look like based on the bits you gave me. It became like a police sketch, but way more romantic. It was romantic, I promise. Was that creepy? Shit, well, okay, whatever. We're here together now, aren't we? You can't really get rid of me now, not after so much time together. That sounded a little suspect. Anyway, I used to love doing that, but I love actually getting to draw you for you more. And I'm definitely drawing the little mental snapshot I just got when we get home. Maybe I'll break out the panes. I just love the way your smile looks in this lighting, and the colors are playing on your skin so nicely, and it just makes me feel warm and fuzzy inside. Maybe that's just because I'm getting to stare at you. I feel like the luckiest girl in the world when I'm with you. I want nothing more than to make you see just how happy I am with you. I mean, I know you're not the most emotional, right? And I lean heavily into that, especially when I get excited, and there's my flair for the dramatic, and basically there's a lot working against my future point here. But when you show me kindness, I know that you mean it. I hope you know how much I mean it when I'm sappy with you, since I know I can be pretty sappy when I speak in general. I don't want my feelings for you cheapened by my demeanor, I guess, is what I'm saying. It's just, I'm a whimsical, emotional artist, not a mathematician or an engineer or anything like that. But sometimes I wish I was more of a concrete thinker, or behaved like one, just so you knew. I knew that my love for you is like... some sort of mathematical constant. An unbreakable rule. And I mean it when I say it. I don't know too many theorems or fancy terms, but I do know that my love for you is a recurring decimal point. Endless and ongoing and solid and stable and, yes, a touch repetitive. It keeps going to infinity, always persistent and the same. Unless you round up, but that's, totally ruins the point. And that, without the rounding part, is how I feel for you. Beyond me saying I love this character, or that thing, or how I love a song, or how I love a drink. I love you. It's different. It's a fixed point. And maybe that'll help you understand. I've spent the whole time we've been together struggling to put the expanse of my feelings into words, and while maybe we haven't scratched the surface, we're starting to, I think. God, I can't believe I just said that. Just talk about being sappy. Jeez. Darling, I really do care about you. It just took the power going out and us literally having only each other to articulate that thoroughly. I'm happy I said it, even if I maybe sounded a lot of bit goofy. No, I definitely sounded goofy, all that metaphorical simile bullshit I tried to make work. So sappy. Come here. Thank you, darling. Okay. Let's say I was in a mood and maybe wanted to share a little more body heat with you. Show some appreciation in a different kind of way. What would you say? Just pick a couple. That's what I was hoping for. Let me just scream out of these clothes. Since I've been using my mouth so much tonight, how about I just move down here? And you, let me worship you a bit. Thank you. Oh, I love the way you taste on my tongue. I'm just letting me stroke you with one hand as I take you into my mouth. That pre-cum you have. And all for me. No, I wanted to take you deeper. Don't mind my watering eyes, darling. I want to do this for you. Let me take care of you. Let me show you all this affection. I need you to fuck me, darling. I need you inside me. Let me just climb on top, grab my hips, and let me ride you. Just let me, please. Fuck. Baby God, thank you. Feel you thrusting up into me already. And too eager, huh? You need me as much as I need you, don't you? So close, I can't take it when you're so
sweetness back. Oh, Mel. Oh. That's the goal. But, darling, this was supposed to be about me melting you. Oh, God. I can't. It's too much. You're going to make me calm. You're going to make me calm. You keep using those sweet fucking pet names and telling me how important I am to you. You're opening up and I need you. I need you. I need you. I love you. I love you. I need you. Oh, baby. I'm so close. Harder, please. Yes, harder. 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 Give it to me. See, wasn't this so much better than fiddling with the lights? I'll be there in the morning, but that moment was just for right now. And so it's special. Everything about this is special. And I'm so grateful we got to take a moment together. I really do love you, you know that. Just curl up with me. I'm so warm. I could fall asleep just like this. You're such a dream, darling. Just so dreamy to me. I can't wait to spend the rest of my life with you.